When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight, and here we have the executive director of Grand Haven Main Street, the Downtown Development Authority, Shanti Poppy, in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Trying to work all this equipment. Our new studio. You like?
I love it.
And we still have a nice view.
Yeah, and a big ship just went by.
Did it?
Perfect.
I'm telling you.
That's okay.
I miss everything.
No, you don't. Well, you're in tune to everything.
Well, here's the thing. You can sit here in the studio and you'll be doing something and all of a sudden you'll look up and there's a ship coming through. It's so quiet. You don't hear it.
Yeah, you don't hear it. But
sometimes
it's beautiful.
If you're out there, you can hear the crew on the ships talking.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
So we've got sidewalk sales coming up.
I know. Can you believe it?
Tell me all about it.
The summer has flown by.
I know.
Sidewalk sales. It's our biggest weekend event of the year. Obviously the holidays are busy and throughout summer is busy, but this 2-day event in 2 days is the biggest for our retailers. So Friday from 9 to 7 and Saturday from 9 to 5, you can come down to Washington Avenue between Harbor and 3rd and check out all of your favorite retailers and get some really great deals.
Oh, you can get the best deals. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And even like for school shopping, there's always that in-between season. It's still hot out, but it's not fall yet, but it's not too summer. What are you going to put the kid?
Yeah, it's a great time. And this is perfect for back-to-school shopping.
It is
for
perfect
people,
for back-to-school shopping.
And we've got new retailers that have popped up, like Glick's Men's Store, right? This is the first time they'll be out there. So come down and check it out. There's some really good deals. I know Honeybee's doing like up to 70% off on some of her items.
Oh, and I will be out there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you can get anything from, you know, back-to-school shopping to probably some like leftover Christmas stuff from
last year.
Really, really great event. And, you know, some stores will do some special items just for this event. Like Marushka always prints off something special just for sidewalk sales.
Very cool.
You can't get it any other time of the year. So it's a really great event.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. How has things been going in the first block with Tuesday nights with Nora? They going pretty well?
Oh, yeah, great.
Okay,
we just had our last night. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it's end of summer. But our last kids' night was last night.
We had
Bluey.
I know.
And it rained.
I know.
So we had to move it, unfortunately. But it's, you know, kids' night continues to be an success. And thanks to Nora and Jackie Rowland over at Nora, because she's the mind behind it all, has been able to create some really dramatic programming for it. So,
well, good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. What is going on with the coal tipple? What are we doing there? It's turning 100.
100 years old. Can you believe it?
Next to Chinook.
I know. So it's still part of the DDA. And if a lot of people don't know this about the DDA, but we, a part of our core values is to help with historic preservation and celebrating that. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not just, it's about preserving our downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is through historic preservation. So anyways, coal tipple, 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of three in the state. And it's the only one in the state that is available for the public to see and get up close to.
Wow.
We're lucky. This one doesn't need restoration at the current moment.
Okay.
There's a few things that can be done to it, but it is a well-built tipple. And as time progresses and weather changes and all of this, right, we'll need a whole tipple.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to stick around. We don't want it to go away. It's a national landmark.
Okay.
And obviously a landmark in our historic district. So we are celebrating its 100th birthday in conjunction with the museum.
Ah, nice.
Ice Cream Social.
Wonderful.
So that's next weekend, August 21st.
Okay.
From 6 to 8 p.m. So come out, get some free ice cream, celebrate the Tri-Cities Historical Museum,
mm-hmm.
and celebrate coal tipple.
I love it. People can also donate through the Grand Haven Community Foundation for the coal tipple.
I got to tell you, Ken Formsma, who is...
He's amazing.
He's an amazing force and it's such a blessing to this community. And he has really been the charge behind raising funds and stuff for this restoration, future restoration project with coal tipple. He did the boardwalk last year and he's done a variety of different other ones. But he's really the the mind behind all of this. So a huge shout out to him to get this going and for us to be able to celebrate it.
But I can't believe I didn't see you during Coast Guard. Where were, I was all over the place.
I was all over the place too, because, you know, the DDA has an appointed seat on the Coast Guard board, so that's me. And so I do a lot with Coast Guard.
Oh, there you
go. It's just busy. Yeah. It's just a busy week.
It really is.
And, you know, you might have been at the car show, and I was probably at the community picnic.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
Just, there's a lot of events and a lot of good stuff, but I thought it was a great Coast Guard.
Awesome. Did you have a good summer so far? I mean,
It's been a really great summer.
Awesome.
Yeah. Really busy for the stores. It's been busy downtown.
It has been busy downtown.
First Block's been really popular.
That's great to hear.
Despite the heat, you know, people have been outside.
Oh, please,
I know.
The heat.
And
the
God
smoke.
Bless a beautiful sunny day. Yes, the
that
smoke.
That was unbelievable. You're right about a nice sunny day.
Yeah. We've had a lot of sunny days and a lot of heat, but and smoke. Yeah, we've had some of that too. But
I know.
But it's kept people busy and outside, and we're lucky to live by the water. We get a nice breeze off of the lake. And if it's too hot, you can just take a dip.
There you go. We're excited. We're going to do Bones About Town this year. So I don't
know.
I don't know what the disc jockey's name's going to be, but he's going to be an old school jock.
I love that.
You know, he's going to have like a cigar in his hand and, you know, I don't know, some kind of like Beatles shirt. He'll just be like an old school jock and we'll have some fun with
that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's coming up.
I know.
Too, right? So
I know.
Our season starts, like our season of events for DDA starts with sidewalk sales, but we roll into Bones About Town in October. And then Fall Festival, before you know it, Light Night will be here, and Wine About Winter. So we have a long six months of good events going on.
You were really busy with the Merchants and Makers at the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival. I heard that it was fantastic. People absolutely loved it.
Yeah, on the side I do art for fun. It's a hobby for me, and so I'm part of Merchants and Makers, and it was one of the best shows we've done in a long time.
Everybody
for
said
Guard,
that
Coast Guard and all of the other artists felt the same way.
Yeah.
And and I said this afterwards, but this year felt like a good old fashioned Coast Guard festival.
Did it?
You know,
that's good
it
to
just
hear.
Was really, really good. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Love it. So, I love it. I'm ready for fall now. I'm ready to wear hats and wool pants and sweaters. I get that way. I kind of get like, oh, I'm just over it. Just give me a beret and, you know, a wool sweater. And then, but then I spend some time at the beach and I'm right back into that summer mode.
Yeah. So I think when Coast Guard ends, almost everybody feels like, okay, we're ready for fall.
I know.
But I'm never quite ready for fall, but fall would certainly be my second favorite season.
Well, so. I have to tell you, these Grand Haven Spotlights, so many different businesses have come in. I've met so many amazing people, so many businesses owned by women in this town, which is absolutely amazing. You guys are a force to reckon with, I'm telling you. But I've learned so much about people and places and businesses, and it's been eye-opening to me. There's a lot happening in downtown Grand Haven, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, same. And I've had the pleasure, and in the 2 years, I still haven't met every single business owner or business that's downtown.
Wow.
And back in June, we had a photographer here, and we did some storytelling stuff that we're going to do. And man, really great interviews with people I had never met before.
Wow.
And I'm super excited to get them to start coming to and chat with you and stuff.
Oh,
and
I can't wait.
And, yeah, get them signed up to be here.
Looking forward
because
to it.
There's such a diversity in Grand Haven. We're not just a tourist town.
No.
You know, we've met with architects and accountants and attorneys and stuff that, you know, quietly, you know, they're part of this district and this downtown.
Right.
You don't hear about them all the time,
right,
but they really help make the landscape of our community.
Yeah, they
seem
do.
Very large, right?
They do.
So,
yeah,
it's been really, this summer's been really incredible in meeting new people and getting to know people. And you're right, the women business owners in this town women leaders, women business owners, women. There's a lot,
telling you.
Which is incredible.
It really, really is. Well, it's good to see you.
Great to see you, too.
This has been a great interview, and I'm looking forward to the sidewalk sales.
I know.
I'm telling
you. It's going to be awesome.
The deals are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight with Shanti Poppy.